The rising unemployment rate over the last 2 years has hit factory workers hardest. 2.4 million manufacturing jobs have disappeared during that time. Scranton, Pennsylvania has suffered its share of the losses. NPR's John Itzde was there 2 years ago when several plants closed and more than 2,000 jobs evaporated. He returned to Scranton recently and, in the second part of a series, reports on how some of the laid-off workers are doing.
Okay. 2 years ago, 50-year-old Ann Pepsin lost her job when the big Thompson TV picture tube plant moved from Scranton to Mexico. But today, she's got a new job.
This is the third floor, and this is pretty much where I work. It's orthopedic. You get a lot of patients who have total hips, total knees done, and they come here for their rehabilitation.
Ann Pepsin became a nurse. She did it with the help of government benefits available to workers harmed by trade and plant relocations overseas. Pepsin was eligible for up to $16,000 for 2 years of training, plus extended unemployment benefits.
Where can you get a deal like that? I mean, it's unfortunate that they left, and I'm not bitter. A lot of people are bitter. But, I mean, what are you going to do, waste your life being bitter? There's nothing you can do about it. So you have to just go on. I will never buy another RCA product again. That I can say.
RCA is a Thompson brand. The former Thompson employees who took nurses' training are doing much better than many of their former colleagues. That confirms what studies and common sense suggest about retraining. It works best when laid-off workers are trained for jobs in great demand in their communities, and there's a big demand for nurses in Scranton. Ann Pepsin, a married mother of four, says working a weekend shift, she's able to earn about $20 an hour, more than she made at her factory job. And she loves being a nurse.
I wish I could turn back the time, you know, 30 years ago, and I wish I went into this because it's just so rewarding.
What's the best part about your job?
When I see these patients come in here and they're in pain and they walk out of here just so much better than they came in here. It's great. It's just such an incredible place.
It's hard to track workers after they've lost jobs. But 2 years after the big layoffs, local employment officials estimate more than half the former Thompson workers got retraining. However, they say as many as 20% may remain unemployed. Some stitch together several part-time jobs trying to make ends meet. But good jobs have been hard to come by in Scranton. Government data shows the metro area has lost 5,500 jobs in the past 12 months.
This is where a doctor does his, makes his molds for the teeth.
Mabel Black worked at Thompson for 35 years. Now she's answering phones in her son's dental office, making $9 an hour, half what she made at Thompson.
A lot of my colleagues still aren't working. The majority of them, they're just being five and dime to death.
After the shutdown, she stayed in touch with many of her former colleagues.
Some of them are painting houses part-time, just trying to find work wherever they could. They have no more unemployment checks. I mean, the stress, some have been divorced since Thompson closed. I know one in particular young couple that had to sell their house because he couldn't keep the payments up.
Mabel Black says her own job search was very difficult.
It was tough. I mean, there were days when my self-esteem was very low, especially when you go out and try to find a job and you see all these younger people and you're just like, what am I doing here? Why am I here? I'm 60 years old. What happened? Where did it go wrong?
Mabel Black blames the NAFTA Treaty, designed to boost trade between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, for luring Thompson south of the border. And she blames the politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, who passed NAFTA back in 1993. A well-tanned and muscular Donnie Dodgson sits astride a lawn tractor, cutting the grass at the Holy Name of Jesus Church. It's a beautiful summer day in the East Mountain area of Scranton. Warm sun, blue sky, and the Lackawanna Valley unfolding below. When he was laid off 2 years ago, Dodgson thought his college education and experience as a supervisor would help him get a good job quickly. He was wrong.
This is my office, which is the garage.
Mm-hmm.
But it's where we keep all the equipment, the grass cutter, the grass cutters.
This 51-year-old father of two teenage girls is working five part-time jobs, including maintaining this small church in its grounds. When the local priest offered Dodgson the job, he resisted at first.
So I said, let me just do it a couple hours a day till I get, you know, see if I like it or anything. You know, not that it's beneath me, I said, but here I have a bachelor's degree in business administration. I was a supervisor and now to a maintenance of a church. And I said, you know, I don't know if it's for me. So then when I tried it for the first year, I worked maybe 2 or 3 hours a day. And you know what it was? It was the freedom. I wasn't locked into the 8:30 to 4, which I was for 31 years. And like yesterday, I took the day off and went to the shore because my two teenage daughters said, Dad, let's go to the shore for the day. Went to the shore for a day. And it was something that I couldn't do if I had a regular job.
There were fewer spontaneous trips to the beach when Donnie Dodgson worked at Thompson. He often put in 70 hours a week, including weekends. But it was good money, as much as $80,000 a year. Now he makes half that and works about 40 hours a week at his 5 part-time jobs, including courier service. He transports medical patients and legal briefs as far as New York City, 2 hours away. He also works 3 shifts at a bar and bartends for a caterer. Occasionally, he even stands in as a pallbearer for the local undertaker.
I call it cash and carry because they pay the cash right there. And the first time I did it, it was funny. There was 6 of us all out. We had to have our long coats, and we're all out in front of the church. And he comes out with an envelope, and he hands everybody $30, new $20, and a new $10 bill, and he's handing the money out. We're all putting it in our pockets. I said, it feels like a drug deal or something. He's paying us out in front, but we're all in front of the church. And all we had to do was lift the casket from the church to the hearse, and then we went to the cemetery, from the hearse to the cemetery. That was it.
About a year ago, Dodgson did land a full-time job at a small factory in town. It was dirty work, grinding steel off in the corner of a shop.
And it was a job I hated to go to every morning. I was the new guy. I was shunned. And then the one day, I mean, I don't have a temper, but my veins and my neck were going to pop. The guy said to me, pulled me over, he said, you're not working hard enough. You're not working fast enough. We don't want to be like Thompson. We don't want to go out of business. And I said, wait a minute. Thompson didn't go out of business because we weren't working hard enough or we weren't producing enough. We couldn't compete against the Mexicans. The wages, that's why they moved, not because we weren't working.
Dodgson quit and decided to forget about manufacturing. But despite his college degree and some recent computer training, he's found no jobs where he can use those skills. His family is getting by financially. Dodgson's wife works as a nurse. And on the surface, at least, his spirits are good. He says the pain of job loss has eased a lot since Thompson closed 2 years ago.
It was a blow, and it was like somebody hit you in the stomach. And it lasted a long, long time. And my wife and my daughters, I could see it in their faces. They felt so sorry for me. And I said to myself, I'm the one that's being disrupted. I'm the one that lost my job. So it's up to me to pick myself up. So psychologically, I am very happy. I'm very content with life. I'm enjoying life. And most of all, I'm enjoying a lot more of my family, which means a lot to me.
Donnie Dodgson hopes he'll land a well-paying county job that's supposed to open up soon. But he's learned there are no guarantees. John Idstey, NPR News.
NPR's Jerry Haddon reports on the workers in Mexicali, Mexico, who got the factory jobs Ann Pepsin, Mabel Black, and Donnie Dodgson used to have. Photos and other stories about Scranton's economy are at npr.org.